Thousands flock every year to the Rehoboth Beach, Dewey Beach area, but this year is expected to be different with the coronavirus pandemic. Governor John Carney has indicated that when conditions are right, the current restrictions will be lifted gradually, like a dimmer switch. Carol Everhart is president and CEO of the Rehoboth Beach, Dewey Beach Chamber of Commerce. What's the situation at this point?
Well, right at this moment, we're in what I call phase zero. We haven't even hit phase one where things start to open up or start to change. I can tell you that we are the highest percent of all the chambers in the state of businesses that are closed. 70% of my members are closed. The other 40% are either operating mainly as something partial staffing, partial opening, curb service, that type of thing. So it's pretty devastating. As far as the chamber goes, we have had to cancel all of our activities and events because they are townwide and municipal-wide. I can't safely distance folks through September.
Are there any particular businesses that are more affected than others?
I can't think of anything that isn't impacted in some way, but restaurants and hoteliers, retailers, they are all hit very hard. If you can't open your doors at all, that would be someone like the retailers. Restaurants, some can do takeout and curb service, which helps a little. When you look at hoteliers right now, they can only accept essential workers. So that means, you know, your firemen, those types of things, essential workers. So I only have 7 hotels open in the area.
So what happens if this goes on for a while?
Every day that they are not open, even partially, is just another day of more financial devastation. You know, if your doors aren't open, you're not receiving customers, you're not selling. I will say they've been very creative. A lot of turn to sales on the Internet, curb service, anything that they could do. But there's no way to make up for the loss.
Is there any kind of financial assistance, either at the state or the federal level, for your businesses?
Well, many of them applied for the payroll protection, and many of them applied for disaster relief. I would say it was met with limited partial success. So unfortunately, and I'm sure that those organizations are absolutely inundated with requests, and we're not geared to this type of a high number request for finances, staffing, all of those types of things.
Is there a chance that some of the businesses could very well simply go out of business?
Well, I can tell you that in 2008, the Chamber of Commerce, which had around the same number of members, around 1,100 to 1,300 members, we lost 400 members then, mostly because they went out of business. This is a longer period of time, and this is a lot of unknown. So I would anticipate we're going to see a pretty good percentage of businesses not be able to make it. If they can get open, if they make it till July and August, and they can get open, you know, mid-June and get the summer and the fall season in, they've got a chance, but it is extremely concerning.
Carol Everhart, President and CEO of the Rehoboth Beach, Dewey Beach Chamber of Commerce. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Radio.